Well, many Irish eyes will be on the White House on Wednesday when the Taoiseach Micheál Martin presents the bowl of shamrock to President Donald Trump in advance of St. Patrick's Day. Mr. Martin is travelling to the US today. His first stop is Austin, Texas. The powers that be here see this week as vital in promoting Ireland as a place of business to US investors. But at a time when President Trump is promising tariffs on the European Union, with particular criticism of Ireland's economy, the visit to the Oval Office and how the Taoiseach handles the encounter will take centre stage. We're joined this morning by Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Daily Mirror. And Louise, everyone has an opinion on how he should handle things. How conscious will he be? How nervous might he be? Or will his air miles as a politician for many decades at a senior level mean he's fairly confident at this point about what he's doing?
Well, I think if Micheál Martin opened any of the papers yesterday, he would have seen plenty of advice on how he should handle it. But there has been, as there always would be, in fairness, deep preparations going on in government buildings for this trip. And speaking to a lot of government TDs, particularly in Fianna Fáil, there is some apprehension, but they believe that Micheál Martin has been around the block long enough and he has done this, or not exactly this, but meetings like this so many times, that he should be able to handle it. And there's a hope that heads will remain calm and this will all go to plan. But I guess the thing with Donald Trump is it's just so hard to know what exactly will happen. We saw what happened with President Zelensky the week before last, and I don't think while anyone is catastrophizing to that level of extent, there are fears that there could be a few bumps along the road. There are a few contentious matters to be discussed, particularly, like you said, the tariffs. Don't forget, the US administration has also been speaking quite a bit over the last fortnight about this trade imbalance between Ireland and the US. So all of these things will have to be tackled. Other things as well, like the war in Ukraine, the war in the Middle East. So not an easy meeting for Micheál Martin, but a lot of people thinking within his own party, certainly, that he will be well able to handle it.
But as you say, it's the unpredictability of Trump that's the issue, his love of creating great television moments. And also, do we know at this stage, probably not, who else is going to be in the Oval Office for this meeting? Will the likes of the Commerce Secretary, for example, be there, a man who knows Ireland well and who has been very critical of our economy in many regards?
And I think that is really the issue, isn't it? You don't know who is going to be in that room. And like we saw in that meeting with President Zelensky, J.D. Vance was there and in some ways was the instigator of much of that drama that followed. Now, J.D. Vance, the vice president, holds their own breakfast on the same morning as that bilateral meeting with Donald Trump and, you know, before the Shamrock ceremony. So I think there perhaps is a hope that J.D. Vance might not be in the Oval Office for that bilateral meeting. But again, you wouldn't put it past him. You mentioned Howard Lutnick. I think that would be quite telling if he was there. It's too early to know, like you said. There might be some officials from the Trump side. It's hard to know who exactly will be there. There are other political engagements throughout the day. There's the Speaker's lunch in Capitol Hill. You never know who might be at that. Howard Lutnick could be on the guest list. But like you said, he has been mentioning and he's been talking about Ireland for the last little while. When he was appointed Commerce Secretary by President Trump, clips of him from a while ago speaking about this trade imbalance with Ireland resurfaced and kind of sent the antennae up. So if he's there, make for an interesting copy, that's for sure. But a difficult conversation for Micheál Martin, perhaps, if he does pop up at some stage over the couple of days in Washington.
And we know, of course, that the Irish diplomatic mission in Washington, D.C. in particular, enormously experienced in all of this. Do we know, though, the contacts that they have developed and been developing and nurturing with this particular administration?
And it's a very fresh administration and they've only been there for the last couple of weeks, really. If you think about it, it's kind of crazy to think that President Trump was only inaugurated in mid-January, but yet here we are. There have been contacts between the two embassies. The government sources will argue that the ambassador in Washington, Geraldine Bernanke, has been meeting both sides and would have had contacts on both sides, not only in the last couple of weeks, but in the run-up to the elections and before that. So what the government is saying is, listen, we have worked with Donald Trump before. We have worked with Republican presidents before. it's, I think it's, you know, it goes without saying that that same relationship that Ireland had with Joe Biden is not going to be in this administration. Joe Biden was very proudly Irish. We saw him coming here. We saw him talking, oftentimes unprompted, even when Irish eyes were not around, of his Irish heritage and how proud he was to be Irish. So I think it goes without saying, and I think there's an acceptance that perhaps it's not that same level of relationship, but I think there is a quiet confidence that there is that relationship there with the new administration, and that it's not going to be disaster tomorrow or Wednesday or Thursday when Micheál Martin does arrive in Washington, D.C.
Louise, thank you. Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Daily Mirror.